我自己很感谢主，这次有这个机会来和北美的同工弟兄姊妹们一起有交通。
I indeed feel thankful to the Lord that this time I have the chance to come to North America to share God's word with the brethren here.
当我知道这边在筹备第二次的北美华人事工的推进会的时候，我就一直为这次的聚会祷告。
As soon as I learned about the preparation of the second NACOs here, I began to pray for all the work.
在上次聚会以后，我听到了很多这方面的决定和报告。
After the first NACOs in 1972, I heard plenty of report and impressions about that meeting.
我就深深地知道，这个聚会的兴起不是偶然的，是在神的带领之中。
I deeply felt that it is not without purpose of God that He has raised up NACOs.
所以这次我能够亲身来和大家一同有交通，我心里边非常的快乐。
It is indeed my pleasure to come with you this time.
这5天的早晨，如果神这样带领，我计划和大家一同思想腓立比书的教训。
If the Lord permits, I would like to take this chance in these few mornings to share with you some message from the book of Philippians.
这本书内容相当的丰富，很多的材料。
And the teachings of this book is extraordinarily rich.
我只是从其中选一些个我觉得与我们这次的主题有关系的材料。
I can only choose a number of teachings which is relevant to our theme this time.
所以今天我愿意跟大家一同看的是《腓立比书》第一章，从第19节到30节。
Therefore, this morning I would like to read with you the first chapter of the book of Philippians, verses 9 to 30.
那么，我现在就把这一段经文从第9节到30节用国语读一遍。
We'll read this portion of the scripture now, Philippians 1, 9 to 30 in Mandarin. Those who read English can follow along.
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样的见识上多而又多，使你们能分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。弟兄们，我愿意你们知道我所遭遇的事，更是叫福音兴旺，以致我受的捆锁，在狱营全军和其余的人中已经显明是为基督的缘故，并且在那在主里的弟兄多半因我受的捆锁，就笃信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。有的传基督是出于嫉妒、纷争。也有的是出于好意，这一等是出于爱心，知道我是为辨明福音设立的；那一等传基督是出于结党，并不诚实，意思是要加增我捆锁的苦楚。这有何妨呢？或是假意，或是真心，无论怎么样，基督究竟被传开了，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜，因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督的之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。照着我所切慕的、所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧。只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。但我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该挑选什么。我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好得无比的。然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。我既然这样深信，就知道仍要住在世间，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐，叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐。因我再到你们那里去，越发加增。只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况。知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力，凡事不怕敌人的惊吓，这是证明他们沉沦，你们得救都是出于神。 因为你们蒙恩不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦，你们的征战就与你们在我身上从前所看见、现在所听见的一样。腓立比是一个很特别的地方。
The city of Philippi is a very particular place.
在所有保罗去工作过的地方，大概腓立比比较起来最特别。
Of all the places that Paul has worked, the city of Philippi is a very special place.
因为保罗在他传福音工作的计划上面呢，一直是选一些个大城去工作。
Because all through Paul's personal ministry, he had always chosen the large metropolitan centers.
从一开始工作，他就把罗马看作他传福音的一个目标。
From the beginning of his ministry, he has set the city of Rome to be the center of his work.
但是腓立比却不是一个那么了不得大的地方。
But the city of Philippi is not an extraordinary large place.
虽然它站在亚洲和欧洲的好像一个门口的地方。
In spite of the fact that this city sits between Asia and Europe.
但是实际上呢，腓立比是一个比较小的城。
In fact, this city is a relatively small place.
特别里边的犹太人占着一个极少极少的数目。
Especially the Jews.Who lived over there only occupies a small portion.
那么也就大概也就是为这个原因，腓立比的教会呢受犹太人的影响比较少。
Maybe it is exactly this reason that the church in Philippi was affected very little by the Jews.
我也同时也大概就是为这个原因，腓立比的教会跟别的教会的那个关系好像比较起来疏远。
Maybe it is also because of the same reason.That Philippi is not as close to the other churches as the other places do.
但是在另外一方面呢，我们看见腓立比在这么一个地方却成了一个强而有力的教会。
But in spite of all this situation, the church in Philippi has become a strong one at that time.
因为它跟犹太人的接触比别的地方比较少。
Because of the lack of communication between this church and the Jews.
大概。腓立比的教会受犹太人那些个错误的教训影响也比较少。
Therefore, it is also possible that the church here has been affected little about the heresies at that time.
同时，因为保罗最初在腓立比工作的那个反应很好。
And also because the reaction and response of Paul's ministry in Philippi was very excellent.
所以呢。在腓立比的教会里边，可能别的错误的教训也不多。
Therefore, in the Church of Philippi, we can say there's a relatively little wrong teachings.
同时呢，他们领受保罗的教训，一定领受得很真诚、很完全。
We believe also that the people in Philippi have accepted Paul's teaching very sincerely.
因此，在腓立比里边，我们看不见。像罗马书里边那些个长篇大论解释真理的教训。
Therefore, in this book of the Philippians, we do not find, as we do in the other book, like Romans, all this teaching concerning the truth and doctrine.
我们也不看见那些个指责异端的教训，如同在加拉太书里边所讲的。
Nor do we see the teachings concerning heresies, as recorded in the book of Galatians.
在所有保罗的书信里边。
Among all the epistles of Paul,
如果把哥林多后书把它除开
if we take away 2 Corinthians,
因为哥林多后书里面有一个特别的原因
because there's a special reason about the second book of Corinthians.
除去哥林多后书以外，大概在腓立比书是保罗讲到他个人的经验、个人的事情最多的一本书。
Except the second Corinthians, the book of Philippians probably is the book that Paul told most.Of his personal experiences.
但是保罗讲他个人的经验不是没有目的的。
It is not without purpose that Paul told us about his personal experiences.
他讲他个人的经验为了一个极重要的原因。
He told us about his life because of a very important reason.
当时腓立比的教会虽然没有那么多异端的错误。
Although that in the church of Philippi, there were not...many heresies as other places.
但是在他们自己的生活之中啊
，But in their own personal lives,
可能他们正遇着很多的试探或者引诱。
It is very possible they are all in the middle of trials and temptations.
在那个时候，他们就可能在想，我们应当用什么方法来对付这种试探、这种引诱。
It is very possible at that time they were thinking, how what should they do in order to counterattack all these kind of temptations?
他们的困难不是异端的教训。
Their trouble and their difficulties were not concerning doctrines.
是他们自己里面的试探，自己里面的一些困难。
It is actually the temptation from within themselves.
所以保罗在这本书里面呢
，Therefore, Paul in this epistle,
他就没有特别注重那些个重要的真理的教训。
He did not record too many of the teachings concerning truth.
他没有注重那些个重要的工作的方法。
He did not concentrate himself on the methodology of ministry.
他也没有特别注重教会的组织。
He did not concentrate himself on the organization of the church.
那些个不是不重要。
Although those are important.
那些个东西在别的书信里边保罗讲了很多。
Paul mentioned about it in a very plentiful way in other epistles.
但是在腓立比书里边呢，保罗特别用他个人的生命的经验呢。
But in this particular book,Paul emphasized on his personal experiences.
用这个来解释腓立比的教会真正灵里边的那个需要，他们需要追求那个方向是什么。
Paul was using his own life in order to help the trouble and the difficulties on spiritual matters of this church.
因为实际上来说，真正做神的工作最重要的是什么呢？
Because when you come to the real thing, what is the most important thing in spiritual ministry?
教条真理不是不重要
Doctrines and truth, they are all important
组织方法也非常的重要
Organization, methodology, they are also important
但是神所要使用的人不是单单是明白真理的人
But the person that God can use is not only the person who knows the truth
神所要使用的人是在生命里边预备好了可以给神使用的人
A person who can be used by God must be one that is prepared in his spiritual life, fitting for the ministry.
所以我觉得腓立比书里面所最注重的一个中心就在这个地方。
Therefore, I can see that the centrality of this book is in this area.
不是单单表面上工作、计划、教条、真理。
It is not a book of methodology, doctrines, and teaching of truth.
乃是生命对神的那个态度，对神的那个关系。
Rather, it is the attitude and the relationship between an individual's life to God.
如果这个基本的问题解决了
，If this fundamental issue is solved，
基本的方向定对了
，If this fundamental direction is solved，
神能够使用他们，神能够借着他们做工作。
God can use these people. God can work through them.
所以这本书的我觉得这是一个极特别的地方
Therefore I think these are the peculiarities of this book
在所有保罗的书信里边只有这本书那么特别注重个人和主的那个生命的关系
Among all the books written by Paul I think that this is the one that concentrates so much on his personal life
在我们今天所读的这段圣经呢是从一个祷告开始
The portion of scripture we read this morning began with a prayer.
保罗说，我所祷告的就是这件事情。
And Paul said, what I prayed is exactly this matter.
这个他这里所用的、所祷告的这件事情啊。
The thing that he prayed for here.
并不是指着说这个单单我表面的祷告的词句而已。
Is not some superficial words of prayer.
乃是指着他心里边的一种愿望，他的一种渴望。
It amplifies, it implies that a deeper longing in his heart.
因为这个是他心里面的渴望，他把这个带到神的面前来了。
Because this is his deep desire from within, he brought it before God.
那么这个祷告他一定得到神的垂听。
And this kind of prayer will be answered by him.
我觉得这个也就代表出来一个祷告真正应当有的态度。
I think this tells us the true attitude of a prayer.
不是单单说把那个词句把那个事实带到主的面前来了
Not only we bring God so many numbers of facts
乃是我内心里边对祷告的事情的那个态度
But actually it is our innermost attitude toward prayer
那我们现在要简单的看一看保罗这里所祷告的事情是什么
Here we'd like to say simply about this matter of prayer from Paul
我觉得最重要的一件事情呢就是保罗在这里第十节所讲的这句话
I think verse 10 is very important.
虽然在我们中文词句的构造，可以看见好像 有几件事都是平行的。
And although according to our Chinese translation, many of the things mentioned here is parallel with each
other. 好像保罗为几件事祷告。
It seems that Paul was praying for several things.
但实际上那个原来那个词句的构造大概不是如此。
But actually, in the original word, it is a little different.
那个第十节的开始的那个呢，是保罗祷告的真正的目标。
At the beginning part of verse 10, it is the true purpose of Paul's prayer.
其他的都是辅助来完成这件事情。
All the rest is kind of supplementary to this main purpose.
保罗说，我所祷告的就是叫你们能够分别是非。
In verse 9, here Paul said, and this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment.
这个分别是非这件事情啊，
To have knowledge and to know from evil and good.
这个是保罗说你们所最需要的。
This to Paul is the most needed thing of the Christians.
我觉得在今天我们这个时代里边，我们也有这个需要。
I believe that we living in this age, we also have this need.
很多时候我们被很多的知识所充满了。
Many times we are filled with different kinds of knowledge.
但是我们没有法子分辨到底哪一个知识在我们生命里边应当有什么作用。
It is very hard for us to vindicate which type of knowledge it has the most effective means in our life.
所以今天我就要特别跟大家思想这件事情。
I would like to think about this with you.
保罗为腓立比人祷告，求神给他们在灵里边那个分辨是非的能力。
Paul prayed to God that God will give this gift to the Philippian Christians that they can discern from evil from good.
我们今天也需要同样的一种分辨是非的能力。
Today we also need the power of discernment.
但是在能够分辨以前，保罗说我们必须要有两个先决的条件。
Before we have this power to discern, we must have two preconditions.
这里保罗说，叫你们在你们的爱心在知识和见识上多而又多。
And here Paul said that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment.
这里保罗讲到两方面的需要，一方面在爱心上面应该多而又多。
On one hand, Paul said about love, it should be more and more.
另外一方面，保罗说我们应当在知识上面多而又多。
On the other hand, Paul also said about we should have more and more knowledge.
在爱心上面多而又多是非常重要的一件事情。
We know it is very important to have more and more love.
如果我们知道基督徒基本生活的那个根基是在爱心上面。
If we know that the basic foundation of Christian life is built on love.
因此我们所思想的工作的方向也必须从爱那个地方做出发点。
Therefore, all the directions of our ministry has to start from love.
虽然有的时候不是出于爱心的工作，神也可以使用。
Although that sometimes a work which is not built on love are also blessed by God.
那么下边保罗说，有人传福音，甚至于都不是出于爱心，是出于嫉妒纷争。
Later on, we can see Paul says sometimes people preach the gospel not because of love, but because of envy and strife.
神有时候也许可以使用。
Sometimes God can use us.
但是如果我们做工作的时候，我们的生活不是建在爱心上边。
But in our work for the Lord, if it's not built on love,
那别人也许会因着我们工作能够得到帮助。
Sometimes people can still be blessed by us.
但是我们自己却完全失掉那个祝福了。
But we ourselves will lose the blessing of God.
保罗说，我们的整个生活的根基应当建立在爱心上边。
And Paul said that the foundation of our entire life should be built on love.
下面保罗还要再解释爱的那个工作的方式。
And later on, Paul explained to us the way and the operation of love.
但是另外一方面呢，保罗说我们还要把我们的工作建立在知识的根基上面。
On the other hand, Paul also exhorted us that we should also build our work on knowledge.
我们需要知道我们真正工作的根基是什么。
We should know that what is the true foundation of our ministry.
一个人可以有极大的爱心，但是没有真正的知识。
Sometimes a person has plenty of love, but with less knowledge.
但是如果他没有知识，他没有准备。
But if he doesn't have knowledge or preparation,
他的工作没有法子有好的果效。
His work will have less fruit.
有人说我们应当就专心追求爱心就够了。
Some people say all we need is love.
越不要追求知识，越多追求知识，越容易走上错误的道路。
Don't go after knowledge, because if you seek after knowledge, you'll go on the wrong way.
如果我可以这样说，我觉得这是一个非常非常错误的教训。
If you allow me to say this, I feel this is a wrong teaching.
可以有极大的爱心。
We can have a great love toward people.
一个小孩子，比方说家里边有了特别的意外，他的父亲，比方说离开世界了。
Say if a little child lost his mother,
他的父亲离开世界了。
Also lost his father,
父亲死去了，父亲离开世界了。
Father died.
那么家里边也有很大的需要。
And there's a great need in the family.
那么小孩子说，我因为爱我的母亲，爱我的家人，我要出去来负担家庭的需要。
Because I want to help the need of the family, I will go out and work.
小孩子没有准备。
The child had no preparation.
他不知道世界的真正的情形。
He does not understand the situation of the world.
凭着热心可以出去做了。
By his zeal and enthusiasm, he can go out and work.
但是结果可能是灰心失望。
But the result may be disappointment.
今天我觉得很多时候我们就有这么一种观念呢。
Many times today we are in the same situation.
特别是一些个信仰纯正的基督徒。
Especially in among some so-called evangelical Christians.
他对知识好像有一种惧怕的心理。
They have an inborn fear about knowledge.
我们不可以多追求神的知识。
We cannot pursue after knowledge.
好像知识和爱主的心不可以同时存在一样。
As if knowledge and the love of God is mutually cancelable.
因此我们就尽量应当追求爱主就好了，就不要追求知识了。
Therefore, all we need is to pursue after love, and we do not need any knowledge.
好像在自己的生活里边，在脑子里边分成两个部门一样。
As if our mind is divided into two compartments.
在别的方面我们可以去学习，去追求知识。
And in other areas, we can learn, we can pursue after knowledge.
但是一讲到圣经了，一讲到属灵的事情了。
But whenever we come to the Bible or to spiritual matters,
我们好像就要转到另外脑子另外的一部分了。
We switch to the other compartment.
我们就应当单单追求爱主，就不要追求深奥的知识了。
And they say we only have to seek after the love of God, and we do not need any knowledge.
保罗说，我们不应当如此。
And Paul said we should not be this way.
真正属灵的生活要建立在真理的知识上面。
A true spiritual life should be based upon the true knowledge.
真正好的侍奉也必须要建立在真理的根基上面。
And a true spiritual ministry should also be built upon the knowledge of truth.
所以在保罗讲他们应当追求的那个分别是非的能力以前，
Therefore Paul said, before you ask for the power of discernment,
他说你们必须要先追求在爱心和知识上边多而又多。
You must seek more and more love and knowledge.
然后我们要再看一看保罗这里讲的他们所应当追求分别的是非是什么。
And then we can see what is Paul talked about, the discernment.
我们在生活里边有很多事情需要分辨。
There are many things in our life that needs our discernment.
最基本的我们知道对是错，或者是罪，或者是神所喜欢的事情。
Therefore we can know what is right and wrong, or good and evil.
但是我觉得保罗这里讲给腓立比人的话呀，
But I believe that what Paul was saying here to the Philippians,
不是指着那些个显著的对或者错。
He was not talking about the very obvious rights or wrongs.
诚实是对的，讲谎话是错的。
For instance, honesty is right and to lie is wrong.
有爱心是对的，你要是伤害别人或者偷东西等等是错的。
To love is right, to hate or to steal is wrong.
我想保罗不是讲这个问题。
I think Paul was not really saying about these things.
不是讲那些个明显的对错。
He was not saying about the obvious rights or wrongs.
因为在整本腓立比书都显出来，腓立比的基督徒有一个已经有很好的生活见证了。
Because from the book of Philippians, we know that the Christians over there have already acquired a good Christian testimony.
这些个事情明显的对错不需要再提醒，他们就知道了。
So all these apparent wrongs and rights are no more needed to be talked about.
他们会分辨怎么样做得神的喜欢，怎么样做也许就是明显的罪。
Because they already know about rights and wrongs.
但是他们在灵里面仍然有更大的需要。
But I feel there's a greater spiritual need in their midst.
那些个不明显的、不大容易分辨对错的。
Many of the things which is not obvious in life.
在这里我就想到有几方面是当时在腓立比书里边好像暗示包含在里边的。
Here I can feel that there may be several things which were implied about the Philippian Christians.
这个我是从整本的腓立比书的教训里边好像得到这么一个结论。
I think I have acquired this conclusion from the entire book of the Philippians.
那么在这里呢，大家如果有这个大纲，你看到我提到几件事情。
From the outline that you have in your hand, you can see that I mentioned several important things.
我觉得这些事情大概是保罗在提醒腓立比的基督徒应当特别留意的。
I believe maybe it is that these are the things that Paul has suggested to the Philippians that they should take attention.
头一件事情我们需要分辨的就是那些个真正基督徒的那些个美德和那些个表面上差不多像样那些东西的分别。
I think the first thing Paul was saying to them is they should know between the genuine virtues and the counterfeits.
很多时候我们在表面上看一些个东西的表现，差不多。
Many times we see on the surface that the things are almost alike.
但是在那里边那个真正的本性，两者却完全不一样了。
But when we come to the root of the thing, that the basic nature is different.
我们在一些个生活的表现上面可能很像基督徒的样子。
We have seen many superficial manifestations of life is quite Christ-like.
但是在那里边那个真正的实质怎么样呢？
But when we look into the innermost parts of this thing,
什么叫做外表上差不多？我这里用那个 counterfeit 那个字，什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of counterfeits?
意思就是说，表面上看起来对那些不能分辨的人，他看不出来分别。
This word means to those who cannot discern. It looks to them everything looks alike.
拿一张假的钞票呢，有很多人，我们中间可能有很多人被骗过，我们不知道，看不出来。
Well, if we take a counterfeit bill in our hand, sometimes we cannot tell.
但是你拿到银行去呢，银行做事的人他一看就看得出来了。
But if you take it to the bank to an expert, he can tell it right away.
我们觉得差不多，两样差不多，都没有分别。
We feel that they look alike and not much difference.
属灵的态度很多时候也是如此。
And the same principle can be applied to spiritual matters.
有的人认为有某一种表现，这就是属灵了。
Some people think if some people have certain kind of manifestation, he is spiritual.
有那么一种某一种有那么一种工作的态度，这就是属灵了。
If he works in a certain attitude, he is spiritual.
但是这个是不是真的这么样做就是属灵呢？
But not necessarily so.
在这里我看不到了，在上海是我常见的一种现象呢，就是很多人祷告的时候，一种吸气，这么样就觉得属灵了。
I don't find too many here, but when I was in Shanghai years ago, people used to believe that if a person pray like this, with the kind of Oxford drawl, and people say he is a spiritual person.
那个都可以做得出来，个个都可以做得出来。
Everybody can breathe in a certain manner.
但是那个不一定真的就是属灵。
But that does not imply spirituality.
而整个别方面很多属灵的生活也是如此。
The same thing applies to many other areas of our life.
今天有很多人就被这些个外表的一种象征给吸引去了。
But today many people have been dazzled or fascinated by many of these outward manifestations.
我们需要一个分辨的能力。
We need discernment.
不是单单凭着我们自己的感觉，我们自己的经验。
We discern things not only by our experience and our feelings.
乃是根据神的话，能够分辨到底哪个是真的，哪个是假的。
We must vindicate the things we see by the word of God.
然后第二方面，我这里提到呢，是在生活的工作或者责任方面，我们应该看见哪一个是真正重要的。
And the second thing I mentioned here is the priority of duties in our lives.
有很多时候我们特别在今天这个社会里面生活，
especially when we are living in the society today.
很多的责任可能都压在我们的身上。
There's so much responsibility pressing upon us.
我们如果是好像就单单应付我们觉得即刻来的这些责任，
if we can only meet our immediate responsibilities,
那我们一天到晚没有别的功夫做别的事情了，我们整天就应付目前那些事就够了。
We have very little time for anything else except this.
很多人就是如此。
Many people live in this manner.
太过于注重来应付目前来的这些个责任。
We use most of our life to meet the immediate duties.
或者是来到我们认为即刻来到这些需要。
To meet all these immediate needs.
而忽略了我们生命之中或者侍奉之中那个最重要的事情。
And at the same time, we neglect the most important parts of our life and our ministry.
我比方说可以用我们传道人在教会里工作做一个例子。
I can use an illustration of a preacher working in the church.
我们有很多的责任每天都压到我们身上。
There are so many responsibilities crushing upon us every day.
很多小组的会议需要做。
There are many committees we have to take part.
很多人家里面有的需要我们需要去帮忙。
There are many needs in the family we have to be involved.
很多事情我们需要做。
We have to do many things.
我们很多事情也可以去做。
We can do many things.
但是每天如果你单单去应付做这些个事情，
But if we use our time to meet all these needs,
可能我们忽略了我们蒙召的那个最基本的事情。
It is very possible that we'll neglect the most basic thing of our calling.
在香港的传道人呢，一般说来都很忙。
Generally speaking, the ministers in Hong Kong, they're extremely busy.
很多会需要开，很多教友的事情或者教会的事情需要照管。
They have to attend so many meetings, they have to take care of so many things of the church and of the congregation.
所以结果怎么样呢？这些事太忙了，没有时间来预备讲章了。
What is the result? They spend all their time in these matters, and they have no more time to prepare their messages.
因此，香港的讲道的牧师驻堂的牧师呢，一个月呢讲一堂道就已经差不多了，够了。
So averagely saying, the ministers in Hong Kong they preach about once a month.
没有时间预备，你难怪他嘛。
They simply have no time to prepare.
一天到晚他需要开会。
They have so many committees.
需要照顾教友家庭的事情。
So many family matters.
需要照顾礼拜堂里面的事情。
So many church matters.
那没有时间预备讲章了，你不能怪他。
Where can they find time to prepare their sermons?
那么教友呢，也就觉得这是很正常的一件事情了。
And gradually, the congregation feel it is a matter of fact.
而且这么样做呢，或者还有好处。
And in fact, they think if their minister do something like this, it may be good.
因为那么样的每个月听自己的牧师听一次，其他三个礼拜呢可以请外边好的讲员来讲道。
Because in this way, they only have to hear their own minister once a month, and they can hear other ministers three times.
那些个讲员呢？那么你一年请他来讲一次、讲两次，当然他可以讲一个很好的讲章给你听。
The guest ministers, you tell about our secrets. the guest ministers, they only come here once and twice a year. Of course, they have some new messages.
因此呢，他们觉得这个很适合他们的胃口了，很不错了。
So the brother and sister, they feel pretty comfortable too.
渐渐的，在这么一种情形之下，他那个视线好像就模糊了。
And gradually, their spiritual sight became vague.
那么你说这个也许是香港如此，在这个国家不是如此。
Maybe you'll say it is this way in Hong Kong. Maybe somewhere else is different.
也许在这个国家有些个情形之下，也许不是如此。我们感谢主。
Maybe in America it's different. We praise the Lord for it.
但是有没有可能我们在别的方面同样受这个影响？
Is it possible that in other areas of the world we have the same situation?
被很多别的我们觉得是我们应当理的责任压到我们身上来了。
Many of the things that we should do crush upon us.
我们觉得这个不能不做呀。
We feel that we have to do them.
太紧急了，需要去照顾啊。
So many deadlines we have to meet.
但是尽照顾这是一个紧急的事情了。
When we try to take care of all these urgencies,
那基本的、应当的、那个重要的那件事情，倒把它忽略了。
Many times we neglect the important, the basic, the central matters.
实际上，就在前两个礼拜，我还和几个传道人在一起谈话。
In fact, only 2 weeks ago, I was talking with several ministers.
他们都负责表面上看起来很兴旺的教会。
And each one of them were responsible for a prosperous church.
他们的教会在很多方面看起来表现都很好。
Their churches have very good ministers.
但是讲到那一地区传福音工作的需要啊。
But when we talk about the evangelistic need of that entire area,
想到这些教会对这些个人的责任，
when we think about the responsibility of the church to these people,
这些个人就对我说，现在这里工作好像目前的工作太忙了，没有机会详细思想我们教会应当走的方向是什么。
So the ministers told me that they are so busy with daily routines that they have hardly have any time to really sit down and think about these things.
因此，他不能够来决定他工作那个方向。
Therefore, they cannot set the direction of their ministry.
整个的生活，整个的侍奉，好像就被那个潮水推着走一样。
As if their whole life, their whole ministry was just pushed forward by the tide.
看见什么需要了，即刻就应付什么需要。
Whatever they see the need, they will rush toward that need.
他没有一个方法来决定自己应当做的那个工作是什么，应当走的方向是什么。
They no longer have the ability to decide.The direction to which they should travel.
这个不单是在教会里边全时间做工作的人是如此。
Not only the full-time workers in the church is in this situation.
每一个人都有这种危险。
Almost every person is in this dilemma.
在生活中，我们应当决定那个方向。
We should set our direction in our life.
知道在我们生活中基本的那个责任、那个呼召是什么。
We should know the fundamental responsibility and the calling of our life.
基本的那个最重要的应当做的事情是什么。
What is the most fundamental and important thing we should do?
不是单单说目前我觉得最紧急的那个事情是什么。
Certainly, it is not only to meet the immediate needs.
然后第三件事情我这里提到我们需要分辨的呀。
And then on the third point, I mentioned here for our discernment.
在我们生活中有很多本身很好、很正确的事情。
In each one of our lives, there are many so-called useful and innocent things.
而这些事情本身都非常非常的有价值。
These things in themselves, they do have values.
但是如果这些个有价值事情在我们生活中占了太重要的地位。
But if these so-called things of value occupies the most important position of our life,
那我们整个的生活方向还可能走错了。
If that is the situation, we still are possible to go on the wrong direction.
我觉得很多时候我们容易有受这种影响啊。
Many times I believe we are affected by this situation.
看见我们四周围的情况。
We saw the situation around us.
这件事情很值得做。
This thing is useful to do.
这件事情非常需要，非常有价值。
And this thing is needed and with value.
因此，我自己就心里边被这个所感动，我觉得我也应该做这个，也应该做这个。
Therefore, I was touched in my heart. I feel I should do this and that.
但是结果呢？我把我的时间都分散在这些事情上面了。
What is the result? I spend all my time in these things.
这些事情本身不错。
They are good things.
但是这些个事情如果占据了我整个的生命。
But if they occupy the entirety of my life.
那可能我生命里边那个别的应当做的事情被忽略了。
Then it is very possible that I am neglecting other areas.
对的事情和好的事情本身是应当的。
And the things which are correct, the things which are good, it is right.
但是每一件事情在我们生活里边必须要站住它应当站的那个地位。
But everything in our life should occupy its rightful place according to its proportion.
有的时候我们可能就有这么一种错误的感觉。
Sometimes we have the wrong feeling.
觉得我如果这么样做的越多越好。
We feel that the more we do, the more the righter we are.
太抽象了，也许很难捉摸到底我在讲什么。
Maybe this is quite abstract, and you may not know what I'm talking about.
我在读大学，就在这个地方读书的时候啊，有一个同学很爱主的一个姊妹。
Years ago, when I was in Wheaton College, there was a young lady.
她跟一个传教士两个人住在一个房里边，在这里读书。
And she was staying with a missionary, a lady missionary.
Better be in Wheaton.
Years ago, when I was studying in Wheaton, there was a young lady who was staying in the same room with a lady missionary.
这个爱主的姊妹从一个很特别的教会来的。
And this young lady who loved the Lord very much, he came from a particular church.
那么这个传教士的姊妹呢？有一次就跟我讲他这个同房的一个经验。
The missionary lady one day talked to me about an experience with her roommate.
到大考的时候呢，这个青年的姊妹呢就很着急，应该怎么样预备考试。
When it comes to the final examination, the young lady was very anxious.
她就对着传教士说你要为我祷告啊。
And she said to this missionary, she said, please pray for me.
说我昨天用了整天的功夫啊，就为今天的考试预备。
I spent the all day yesterday to prepare today's exam.
那么这个传教士知道他做什么了。
And the missionary knew what she did.
问他说你怎么预备法呢
？And so she asked her, "How did you prepare?"
他说 我整天在那里祷告啊。
She said, "I prayed all day."
他说房里买了半打可口可乐在那儿预备的。
I had a half a dozen of Coca-Cola.
一边喝可口可乐，一边在那儿祷告。
I drink as I pray.
那么那 missionary 就对他说：“说我要为你祷告，祷告叫你不及格。
”the missionary said, "I'm going to pray that you are flunk."
你应当做的责任是你预备你的功课，祷告当然不是说不要紧，但是你应当预备功课时候祷告，你错了。
Although prayer is good, but what you should do yesterday was to prepare your lessons.
这个也许是很极端的一个例子。
Maybe this is an extreme example.
但是很多时候我们有没有这么一种观念呢？
Could it be that sometimes we have the same kind of thinking?
我们觉得这件事是应当的，这件事好的，结果我们就把太多的重量放在这件事情上面了。
Sometimes we think something is right, something is needed. We put too much time on it.
结果我们应当做那工作走错了方向。
What is the result? We travel on the wrong direction.
分辨哪一个是在这个情形之下我们应当做的。
We have to discern under this particular situation what is the thing we should do.
不是说这件事情好不好。
It is not a matter of whether it is good or bad.
不是说这件事有没有价值。
It is not a matter whether it has value.
乃是这件事在这个时候是不是主要我做的。
It is rather that is this something that the Lord want me to do at this particular moment.
我们如果太注重好的，太注重那些个我们觉得有价值的事情。
If we put too much emphasis on the something good or something with value.
可能我们忽略了我们自己的应当有的责任。
It is very possible we neglect our duty.
我们可以看见世界很大的需要。
We can see the world is filled with needs.
可以看见我们这个社会里边很大的需要。
We can see there's great need in our society.
但是决定我们行动的方向的不是社会的需要。
What is the deciding factor of our direction?
也不是我们环境或者是别的人的需要。
Certainly, it is not by the society or by our environment or other people.
乃是在任何这个情况之下，主要我在这里做的是什么
？It is rather what God want me to do in any given moment.
然后再一件事，我提到我们应当分辨的呀。
And the next thing I mention about our discernment.
我们都有一个在侍奉上的负担。
We all have a burden to serve the Lord.
如果大家没有在侍奉上的负担，我想就不会来参加这个会议了。
Otherwise, none of us will be here.
我们都有一个侍奉的负担。
We have the burden to serve.
但是在侍奉的事上，用什么方法能够做得最好
？But in matters of in the ministry, what is the best method?
不单那个方向定得要对
，Not only we have the right direction.
不 单那个工作的性质要做得好
，Not only the nature of the work has to be good，
而且我们工作的那个方法也应当好
，But also we have to have the right and the good methodology。
神既然给我们有我们这个分辨是非的能力
，Since God has given us the power to discern，
神给我们有这个恩赐
，God has given us this gift，
我们就应当用我们所有的这个能力，所有的这个恩赐，在工作上面做到最好的地步。
Therefore, we shall you make the maximum use of this gift to do a good work.
很多时候我们为了很多方面的原因
Many times because of sundry different reasons.
为了我们工作的环境
Because of our environment.
为了我们这个团体里面的传统
Because of the tradition of our particular group.
为了我们同工的态度
Because of the attitude of our co-workers.
为了我们工作的对象那些人的性格
Because of the objectives of to whom we are working, their nature.
因此，我们就要好像尽量的来得这些个人的喜欢，来适应这个环境。
Many times we try to please these things. We try to fit ourselves into this mode.
在工作上面，我们就求好像能够应付的过去就行了。
Therefore, many times we only try to work enough to get by.
这是一个基本上错误的观念。
This fundamentally is wrong.
我们应当然尽量做的能够被别人越接纳
Of course we should do our best that people can accept our work
但是在神所给我们的恩赐 之中
But among the gifts that God has given to us
我们应当用我们所能的在工作上面做的最好的
We shall use them to the best advantage of our work
特别有的时候我还想到在我们在这个世界上的生活呀
Many times when I think about the life in this world
很多时候我们注重工作的果效
Too many times we put overemphasizing the result of our work.
别人要看见我们工作的表现怎么样。
We like people to see the result of our work.
我们因此在很多时候就太注重这一方面的成就了。
Therefore, sometimes we overemphasize on results.
有工作表面的表现并不是一定就是好。
To have obvious results is not necessarily absolutely good or right.
我们有的时候神会赐福一个工作
Sometimes God bless a ministry
但是那个工作的表现可能不一定是被人看为十分了不起的成就
But that work which is blessed by God not necessarily is successful in human eyes
不要太注重那一方面的表现
Therefore we should not overemphasize in these areas
应在工作的成就或者方向上边
In the fulfillment and in the direction of our work
我们应当靠着神的恩典靠着神给我们的恩赐尽量用神所认为最好的那个方法去完成我们的工作
By God's grace and through His gift we shall use the best method to accomplish His work
然后再一方面我提到的呀就是要防备在生活中那些个小的试探
And the next point I'd like to mention is we should be very careful of the moral pitfalls of our daily life.
我用这个字的意思就是说，不是那些个了不得大的危险。
The reason I use this word pitfall, I mean here not of those big temptations.
那些个很容易看得出来的大的罪恶。
I do not mean those big and very obvious sins.
但是那些个小的事情。
What I'm talking about is a small matters.
在别的情形之下，人家看不出来的。
In many times, people cannot discern it.
看见别人跟我不同心的时候，我心里边那个不快乐的感觉。
Sometimes when we see that people does not agree with us, our bitterness inside.
看见别人的工作比我好的时候，我心里边那个不满或者嫉妒的感觉。
Sometimes when we see some other person have a better ministry than I have, I feel jealousy.
工作忙碌的时候，忽略自己灵性的追求。
Sometimes when we are too busy, we neglect our spiritual pursuing.
这一类的，表面上看起来没有什么了不得的大的坏。
Things like this, it does not appear too great a sin on the outside.
但是在实际生命的追求上边，却是极危险的一件事情。
But in the real pursuit of spiritual life, it is a dangerous sign.
保罗说：“我所求的就是叫你们在知识和各样的见识上，使你们能够 分辨是非。
And Paul said here, what I want to you is that you abound more and more in love and in knowledge and in all judgment.
然后保罗下边用他自己的生活给我们做一个榜样。
And then we can see that Paul used his own personal life to be an example for us.
他讲他在生活中追求那个方向是什么。
He is telling us what is the direction that he pursued after.
他讲他生活中怎么样来分辨在什么情况之下应当怎么样做。
He is telling us how he can discern different matters under different situations.
在这章圣经里面，保罗讲到他生活的三方面。
In this chapter of the Bible, Paul tells us the three areas of his life.
我们可以把这个简单的来看一看。
We'll just mention it simply.
头一样讲他生活的目标。
First, he tells us about the aim and the direction of his life.
他说，我不论做什么，是生是死，都要叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Here he said, no, whatever I do, whether in life or in death, that Christ may be manifested in me.
因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
保罗他生活中认清楚他那个方向。
Paul, we can see that he knows clearly of the direction of his life.
他可以有很多方面的工作。
He can work in many areas.
他可以有很多方面的成就。
He can have many accomplishments.
但是在他生活中最重要的一件事情
But the most important thing of his life
是要让基督在我身上能够显大
It is to manifest Christ through his life
不是借着我的工作能够显出来我的工作有多大的成就
Not only to manifest my own work to tell my own accomplishment
甚至于都不是借着我的工作显出来我是多么的爱主
Even it is notto show my love to Christ through my own work.
虽然这些个有时候都是自然的果子
although these are sometimes natural results.
但是我生活中基本的那个目的乃是要借着我把基督显露出来
But the basic fundamental purpose of my life is that Christ shall be magnified in my body.
叫基督在一切的情况之下在我身上照常显大
Under all situations, Christ may be magnified in my life.
如果我们把这个看作我们生活的目标
If we take this as the purpose of our lives,
让基督在我们身上显大
Christ be magnified in us.
我们不会再关心太过于关心我工作的成或者败
Then we will take less attention to the failure or to the accomplishment of our work.
有的时候借着我们的失败，也许基督更能够显大
Because sometimes Christ even can be magnified through our failures.
我的失败不一定是神的国或者神的工作的失败
My failure does not mean the failure of God or of his kingdom.
我自己如果得不得称赞得不得荣耀不一定是神的工作受了亏损
If I did not get the glory that does not necessarily mean that the work of the LordHas been damaged.
那我这里并不是说我们可以随便怎么生活去犯罪，我自己受亏损不要紧。
I'm not saying here, of course, that we can live a loose life, and bring a shame.
我是说，在我生活的目的里边，最重要的是让基督在我的生活中显大。
What I'm saying here is the most important purpose of my life is to magnify Christ through me.
怎么能够叫基督在我的失败上显大呀？
Is it possible that Christ can be magnified even through my failure?
有时候也许可能
Sometimes it is possible.
我这里想到我在读神学的时候，一个教授他讲的见证。
I can think back that while I was studying in seminary, one of my professors told me a story.
他是教宣道法等等这方面课程的。
He was telling something about homiletics.
他年轻的时候在一个教会做牧师。
When he was young, he was a pastor of a church.
他刚刚从神学出来，很有恩赐，好像工作很有魄力。
He just came out fresh from seminary. He has a lot of zeal and boldness.
在一个乡下一个小教会，在那工作。
He was in charge of a small church in the country.
过了几年，工作很有表现。
After a few years, the work flourished.
他的名望越来越大。
And he has a bigger and bigger reputation.
很多人从很远地方到这来听他讲道。
Many people came from a long distance to hear him preach.
工作非常兴旺。
And his church became very prosperous.
但是就在这个时候，他在祷告的时候忽然有一种感动。
Yet at that particular moment when he prayed, he had a special feeling inside.
他说他听到神清楚地对他说，提他的名字某某人，你愿意不愿意为我的缘故做一个失败的人？
He heard very clearly God call him by his name and said, So-and-so, are you willing for my sake suffer defeat or failure?
他当时觉得很奇怪。
He was very surprised.
我怎么能够为你做失败的人呢？
How can I be a failure for Christ?
我如果要失败了，那么你的名岂不是也要受亏损吗？
If I fail, your name will be damaged too.
哦，这个不行。
I can't do this.
我绝对不能说为主的名做失败的人。
I cannot for the Lord's sake to be a defeated person.
但是他每次祷告这件事情一直都不能忘记。
But every time he prayed, he think about these few words.
经过了很长时间的挣扎。
After a long time of struggle.
后来他自己做见证的时候，他说对主说，主啊，如果真是你的旨意，就算为你做一个失败的人，我也愿意。
Finally, he yielded and he said, Lord, if this is your will, I am willing to be a failure because of you.
但是他仍然不能明白怎么能够为主做失败的人。
He still couldn't understand how could that be done.
在教会继续工作的时候，忽然发现弟兄姊妹中间有一些个不特别的表现。
And later on in his church, he has discovered that among the brothers and sisters, there were some strange things.
很多跟他很亲近的人现在不大愿意跟他讲话。
Those who were very close to him, now they were drawing away from him.
他当时不能明白。
He couldn't understand.
他觉得敬拜时候的空气不好。
He felt the air of the worship is not too desirable.
所以慢慢的他就觉得心里很难过，很沉重，怎么回事情呢？
Gradually he felt very heavy in his heart. He wondered why.
后来有人就告诉他，在弟兄姊妹中间流传一种谣言。
So later on, somebody told me there was a rumor passing around.
批评这个传道人的某一件事情。
And they were criticizing one area of his life.
但这个不是真的，他没有做过错的事情。
But this is not true. He did not do it.
但是他没法解释。
But it's very hard for him to explain.
弟兄姊妹对他的态度越来越不好。
So the attitude of the congregation gradually changed against him.
过了几个月的时间呢
？After a few months,
他心里面没法负担了。
He cannot bear it any longer.
他觉得这样子对教会没有益处，对他自己没有益处。
He said this is not good for the church, not good for himself.
自己亲手建立起来这个教会。
The very church he built up by his own hands.
现在看着要从他的手里边逃出去了。
Now is slipping away from him.
所以结果过了几个月的时间，他没办法，只好辞职。
So after a few months, there's nothing he could do but to resign.
辞职的时候可以说是一个真正失败的人了。
So the time when he resigned, he was a total failure.
但是神借着这个机会在他身上做了一个极大的工作。
But because of this, God did a great thing on him.
叫他学习谦卑。
God taught him to be humble.
叫他学习顺服。
God taught him to be obedient.
他离开那个教会了。
He left the church.
离开以后呢，他说后来教会从别的方面知道这件事情是个误会。
After he left the church, and then the congregation began to learn it was a misunderstanding.
但是他需要离开。
But he need to leave.
从那个时候以后，他没有再做教会的工作。
After that time, he never again served a church.
但是神给他开了更大的门。
But God opened a wider door for him.
他在后来不单在神学院里边教书。
So not only he taught in the seminary,
他成了后来美国很多地方极端受欢迎的一个特别讲员。
He became one of the most accepted and welcome speaker in America.
他在前几年离开世界。
A few years ago, he died.
神后来很赐福他的工作。
And God blessed his work tremendously.
为神的缘故。
For the sake of God.
甘心做一个失败的人不要紧。
We are willing to be a defeated person.
为的是叫基督在我身上可以显大。
In order that Christ can be magnified in our life.
然后我们看保罗生活中的另外一方面的表现。
And then we see the other manifestation of Paul's life.
保罗说我现在正在两难之间呢。
And Paul said, now I am sandwiched between two things.
我不知道应当怎么做好。
I do not know what to do.
我应当挑选什么呢？
What should I choose?
我愿意离世与基督同在。
I'm willing to leave the world and to be with Christ.
我们不要忘记保罗是一个什么样的人呢？
Don't let us forget what kind of a person.
按肉身来说，保罗这时候可能没有别人跟他在一起了。
According to the flesh, Paul at that time had no companion.
他没有家人。
He had no family members.
他可能在地上按人来说没有什么渴望的了。
In a human view, he is very hopeless.
他自己的唯一的盼望在主耶稣那里。
His only hope is in Christ.
所以保罗说我情愿离世与主同在，这句话不是单单口里讲。
He said, I have a desire to depart and to be with Christ.
这是他真正心里面的愿望。
This is a true desire of his heart.
为主工作了几十年。
After he served Christ for so many years,
现在坐在监牢里边。
Now he was in jail.
在人间看来没有什么盼望了。
By human point of view, he was hopeless.
但是他说，我现在有一个盼望，就是要去与主同在。
Now he said, I have only one hope, that is to be with Christ.
然后他又为腓立比人说，又说对腓立比人说。
And then he said to the Philippians.
他说，我知道我留在世上对你们是有益处的。
He said, the Philippians, nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you.
为了这个原因，他说我甘愿意把去与主同在这件事情把它暂时放下。
Because of you, I would rather give up my privilege to be with Christ.
他知道他心里面所想望的是什么。
He knew his true desire.
他也知道什么对他是最好的。
He knew what was the best for him.
而且他所喜欢的这件事情也真的是得主喜欢的。
And the desire of his heart, this particular desire is pleasing to God.
但是他对腓立比人说，
And yet he said to the Philippians,
为了你们的缘故，我甘愿意把我这个最大的一个愿望把它放下。
Because of you, I am willing to give up this greater desire.
为了爱的缘故。
Because of love.
把自己的愿望把它放下。
I'd like to put aside my great desire.
为了别人的缘故，牺牲他自己所最喜欢的。
For the sake of others, I'd like to sacrifice myself.
然后简单的第三方面呢。
And then simply the third point.
保罗讲到他自己生活的方式。
He also mentioned about the manner of his life.
在第二十七节说，我们应当行事为人与基督的福音相称。
In verse 27, he said, Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ.
我们的生活应当与福音相称。
Our life should be becoming to the gospel.
我们的福音是什么呢？
What is the gospel?
福音讲到神的恩典。
The gospel tells about the grace of God.
神的大爱。
The love of God.
神的圣洁。
The holiness of God.
那我们如果把这些方面如果发挥一下。
If we explain these areas,
我们会得到很重要的教训。
We can have very important teachings.
我就简单的用几句话来解释第一方面，我福音是神的恩典。
I just say very simply, first, the gospel is a grace of God.
我们今天如果要是与生活与福音相称，必须与神的恩典相称。
If our life is becoming to the gospel, we have to be becoming to the grace of God.
那这个恩典呢，可以分作两方面。
And there are two areas concerning grace.
一方面是我们和神之间经验神的恩典。
One is that our relation with God experiences grace.
我们在人面前需要把这个把它显露出来。
We should manifest this area before men.
我们已经经验了神的恩典。
We have experienced God's grace.
但是另外一方面呢，这个恩典是我们在人和人之间的表现方面。
In another area, this grace also has to be manifested between man and man.
在我们和人的交往上面显出神在我们身上的恩典来。
In our communication with man, we should manifest God's grace.
这一方面非常非常的重要。
This is extraordinarily important.
用通常的话来说呀。
In a common word,
如果我们要有在生活中显出神的恩典来。
If we want to manifest God's grace in our life,
我们必须要过一种有恩典流落的生活。
We have to live a kind of grace revealing life.
这个字用英文来说，可以说用那个 graciousness.
A life of graciousness.
对人有一种恩典的表现。
We can show the graciousness to other people.
或者说，用中文可以说一种有风度的生活。
It's a
graciousness.
A life of graciousness.
这个我觉得是。很多时候我们基督徒忽略的。
Many times we neglect this area.
我们站在正义上面。
Sometimes we stand on righteousness.
我应当的。
This is something I should do.
或者我的权利。
My authority.
但是我们却忽略了对人的那种有风度或者有恩典的那种态度。
Sometimes we neglect the good manner, the graciousness toward others.
对人没有礼貌。
Sometimes we are lack of manner.
我们没有法子把主的恩典借着我们的生活把它显露出来。
We fail to convey God's grace through our lives.
不论在哪一方面的生活。
In any area of our life,
家庭、工作、学校
，in our family, in our work, in our schools，
如果我们的生活没有这么样把主的恩典把它流露出来
，if our life is lack of graciousness，
我们的生活恐怕那个见证不能够有很大的果效。
Then our testimony will be more fruitless。
在什么情形之下分辨出来我怎么样做才能够最把主的恩典显露出来？
How to vindicate and how to tell under a given circumstances to reveal God's grace.
我们需要神特别的给我们的这个恩赐，能够分别是非。
We need the gift of God to help us to discern right and wrong.
保罗为腓立比人祷告，求神给他们有分别是非的能力。
Paul prayed to God that he give the Philippians the discernment, the power to discern.
求神也给我们这个恩赐。
May God give the same to you and I.